This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the August-September issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in romance and science fiction fantasy, including a review of Earphones' winning reading of The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang, read by Emily Wu Zeller. We also have some mini-reviews of audiobooks concerning the new changes in education. So let's get right to it. First, we have Caitlin Augusta's column, Tease. Courtship in the age of dating apps, texting, and Twitter, the ways we maneuver the initial phase of a relationship are unique to our modern and confusing culture. Do you find yourself multitasking even when you're around your loved ones? Can you get through a dinner date without taking out your smartphone at some point? Be honest. Do you Google all your potential partners? Have you ever rethought a relationship with someone because of what you saw on their Facebook or Instagram account? All this to say that technology is often miraculous and wonderful. It keeps us connected to each other in many ways. On the other hand, technology may distract us from meaningful moments that move us from courtship to a relationship. Let's bring romance back. These audiobooks stand out for delicious, delightful courtships, overcoming a language barrier, having important conversations, sharing what you have in common, uncovering hidden secrets, going to lunch together. Courtship is more romantic and more memorable when dedicated narrators like these share it with us, up close and out loud. Love your listening, says Caitlin Augusta. In her Tease column, in our first review today, is an Earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. Our first review today is After Hours, The Boardroom by Linda Acher. It's an Earphones winner, read by Aiden Snow and Lydia Dornet. Narrators Aiden Snow and Lydia Dornet open the doors to a sinful organization that operates in the high-rises of San Francisco's elite. The story doesn't let up until everyone has their happy ending. When Avery Fast accidentally walks in on a secret sex club, she doesn't realize her conservative approach to the bedroom is about to be turned on its head. Carson Haggart is there to introduce her to the pleasures she's never known. But if they aren't careful, it will be their hearts and not their careers on the line. Snow submerges into Carson's gruff voice and visceral sexuality without hesitation, while Dornet delivers Avery's curiosity and unbending character with grace. I advise giving in and binge listening to this audible treat. Amanda Lynn wrote that review of After Hours, The Boardroom by Lydia Acher, read by Aiden Snow and Lydia Dornet. It's available from Harlequin Audio for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Lauren's Barbarian, Ice Home, Book 1 by Ruby Dixon. It's read by Sean Crisden and Felicity Monroe. Narrator Felicity Monroe sells the listener on a planet where blue men mate with Earth women who have been rescued from alien abductions. Monroe portrays Lauren, a self-sufficient woman who makes the best of things, even being shipwrecked in a jungle below the inactive volcano. Monroe gives the prose an appealing smoothness. Lauren's thoughts about differences between Earth culture and her jungle survival adventure sound self-deprecating and amusing. As Lauren makes an emotional and sexual connection with Kathar, her mate, Monroe's voice goes low and gentle. Kathar's chapters are an equal treat as delivered by narrator Sean Crisden. He uses an accent to suggest Kathar's language and mimics Lauren's pronunciation with proficiency. Background noises are noticeable and may spoil this interplanetary frolic for some. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of Lauren's Barbarian Ice Home Book 1 by Ruby Dixon. It's read by Sean Kristen and Felicity Monroe, and it's available from Tantor Media for 8.5 hours unabridged. Next, we have Brighton Honeymoon by Sherry Cobb South, read by Noah Michael Levine. In this Regency romp, the second of the Brundy trilogy, lovely and desperate Polly Hampton masquerades as wealthy Ethan Brundy's long-lost sister. Handsome Sir Aubrey Tabor, a friend of Ethan's, volunteers to help prove Polly is a fake, but reluctantly falls for her in a most entertaining fashion. Narrator Noah Michael Levine is equally adept at portraying female and male characters in this enjoyable farce. He captures the snootiness of the upper crust accents and more the nasal tone of the lower class but very likable Mr. Brundy. Levine delivers the comedic lines so well and so dryly that laughing out loud is to be expected. Ann Cole Pierce wrote that review of Brighton Honeymoon by Sherry Cobb South, read by Noah Michael Levine. It's available from Sherry Cobb South for 5 hours unabridged. Next, we have Ashes on the Moor by Sarah M. Eden, read by Justine Eyre. After the loss of her family, Evangeline Blake is uprooted from her upper-class lifestyle and sent to Smeatley, a small town amid the moors of West Yorkshire, to work as a teacher. Narrator Justine Eyre's wide-ranging performance expertly showcases this region's challenging dialect, allowing listeners to fully experience the language and culture barriers Evangeline must overcome to connect with her students. Evangeline is not the only outsider in Smeatley. She soon forms an unexpected relationship with the lilting Irishman Dermot McCormick, a brick mason and single father. For the townspeople and Dermot, their dialects are tied to their identity and sense of community. Eyre's thoughtful consideration of these traits is wonderfully displayed through her nuanced and well-crafted performance. Jessica E. Coates wrote that review of Ashes on the Moor by Sarah M. Eden, read by Justine Eyre. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 10.75 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Kiss Quotient by Helen Hoang, read by Carly Robbins. Expertly narrated by Carly Robbins, this #OwnVoices romance illustrates the often hidden depths of an autistic heart and mind. Being on the autism spectrum, Stella has always had difficulties with relationships, especially with the opposite sex. She hires Michael, a Vietnamese-Swedish-American escort, to help her practice both sexual and romantic relationships. To Stella, this seems to be the logical step. However, when their business affiliation of being in a practice and very steamy relationship develops into deeper feelings, neither believes they can ever be more than partners. Robbins gives the characters unique voices, flawlessly capturing their personalities and highlighting the differences between them. This is perfect for listeners who love their romance to be sizzling and engaging. Amanda Murphy wrote that review of The Kiss Quotient by Helen Hoang, read by Carly Robbins. It's available from Dreamscape for 9.5 hours unabridged. Last of our romance reviews today is Rock Chick Reborn. Rock Chick, book 8.5 by Kristen Ashley, is an Earphones winner, read by Nicole Small. Narrator Nicole Small scores a win with her elegant performance of Kristen Ashley's new Rock Chick novella. 50-something Shirlene Jackson meets Moses Richardson when he crashes his supermarket cart into hers, jump-starting their courtship. The voice Small gives Shirlene contrasts her survival tactics with her inner vulnerability. Moses' deeper, rolling cadence makes his dialogue zing. The pacing flows smoothly, providing a match for Ashley's signature character monologues. Small versatility with male voices ensures Shirlene's numerous male colleagues sound sexy, protective, and authentic. Small also utilizes subtle vocal changes to differentiate more than a dozen additional characters. Ashley includes sufficient backstory, but listeners should probably take in an earlier Rock Chick audiobook before diving into Charlene's long-awaited romance. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of Rock Chick Reborn, Rock Chick Book 8-5 by Kristen Ashley. It's an Earphones winner read by Nicole Small, available from Audible, Inc. for 5.5 hours of unabridged listening. And you are listening to the August-September issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, we turn our attention now to science fiction, fantasy, and horror. And our first review in science fiction fantasy is an Earphones winner called Places in the Darkness. It's written by Chris Brookmeyer, and it's an Earphones winner read by Robin Miles. It has to be difficult to provide the voices for an entire city. Yet that's just what narrator Robin Miles does wonderfully in this mystery set aboard the space station Ciudad del Cielo, City in the Sky. Complicating matters is the fact that this outpost, a jumping-off point to the stars, is populated by outcasts of many nationalities who are seeking new lives. So in addition to the protagonist's corrupt cop, Nikki Fix Freeman, and her straight-arrow government shadow, Alice Blake, there are all strata of characters, good and bad, male and female. For Miles, this requires numerous accents and dialects, all of which she handles deftly. Miles creates indelible characters, allowing listeners to sit back and enjoy this thriller's propulsive action. Our next review is The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang, read by Emily Wu Zeller, and it too is an Earphones winner. Emily Wu Zeller expertly narrates a coming-of-age story that develops into a brutal war saga. Rin, a war orphan from a backwater province, did the impossible by testing into an elite military academy. But when war with a neighboring kingdom breaks out, Rin must make terrible choices in order to survive. Zeller brings skilled nuance to the multiple facets of Rin, shifting subtly from a young woman determined to escape an unwanted marriage, to a brilliant student scorned by her snobbish classmates, and to a desperate soldier fighting to stay alive. The supporting cast of students, masters, generals, and gods is similarly well portrayed, growing steadily more weary and hopeless as the brutal fighting rages on. The story may be dark, but Zeller's voice shines. Katie Poley wrote that review of The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang, read by Emily Wu Zeller. It's an Earphones winner, and it's from Harper Audio for 19 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Last Shot, Star Wars, Book 30 by Daniel Jose Older. It's read by Mark Thompson, Daniel Jose Older, and January Lavoie. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, two familiar rogues become embroiled in a quest to save civilization from certain doom. Mark Thompson, Daniel Jose Older, and January Lavoie co-narrate a story that spans 20 years and 12 or so parsecs. Having three narrators helps to keep the story's three timelines distinct. Thompson narrates the bulk of the story, which takes place now, while Older narrates Han's flashbacks and Lavoie narrates Lando's. Each narrator captures the personality of the characters, with Thompson in particular doing a near-perfect impersonation of Han's, Lando, and Chewbacca. The familiar sound effects and music add to immersive experience and, more importantly, capture all the excitement of seeing Star Wars for the first time. Katie Pulley wrote that review of Last Shot, Star Wars, Book 30 by Daniel Jose Older, read by Mark Thompson, January Lavoie, and the author. It's available from Random House Audio for 11.25 hours unabridged. Next, we have Linden Manor by Catherine Cavendish, read by Nancy Peterson. Nancy Peterson grippingly narrates a classic horror story in a modern setting. When Leslie Carpenter is considering a topic for her graduate thesis, she recalls a sinister nursery rhyme called The Scottish Bride, which her grandmother told her. It's chilling to hear of Leslie's fascination and her mother's revulsion at hearing the rhyme. Intrigued once more, Leslie arranges to visit Linden Manor to learn about the poem. Peterson's portrayal of Leslie's sweet naivete and owner Isabel Warrender's forbidding patrician personality are ideal counterpoints. She effectively builds tension, making listeners shudder as the backstory unfolds. The bleak weather and blood-soaked history of the manor add atmosphere and suspense. Listeners will be unprepared for the disturbing conclusion. Susan G. Baird wrote that review of Linden Manor by Catherine Cavendish. It's read by Nancy Peterson, and it's available from Crossroad Press for 3 hours, unabridged. Next, we have The Shape of Water by Guillermo del Toro and Daniel Krauss, read by Jenna Lamia. Jenna Lamia's luminous narration of love like no other is profoundly affecting and transformative. Elisa Esposito is one of society's outcasts, a scarred, mute woman who works nights as a janitor at Baltimore's Occam Aerospace Research Center. One night, Elisa encounters a terrible secret, an amphibious Amazonian man who has been imprisoned and tortured in the name of science. Despite their differences, Elisa connects with the creature, forming a bond that transcends language and culture. Expertly giving voice to the character's innermost thoughts, Lamia reveals their courage and grit. Her characterization of Elisa is achingly beautiful, and she gently portrays the woman's distinctive blend of innocence and insight. Secondary characters, Elisa's friends, who are also outcasts, are depicted in a way that highlight their magnificent loyalty and strength. Sarah Hashimoto wrote that review of The Shape of Water. It's written by Guillermo del Toro with Daniel Krauss. It's read by Jenna Lamia. And it's available from Macmillan Audio for 13.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Ice 50th Anniversary Edition by Anna Cavan. Jonathan Lethem does the foreword and Kate Sambrino does the afterword, and it's read by Nigel Patterson. Nigel Patterson faced a few challenges when taking on Anna Cavan's novel. First, the story is hard to classify. Is it science fiction? Maybe. Dystopian avant-garde? Yup. Sometimes difficult to follow? Indeed. Patterson does a great job of keeping listeners engaged as the story shifts from a looming ice apocalypse to dream sequences and a bizarre love story. It's a difficult listen, but Patterson keeps it interesting. After hearing Jonathan Lethem's foreword, listeners will want to stick with the book and get to the afterword, where Patterson continues his solid narration in sharing scholar Kate Sambrino's insights into Cavan and her work. Patterson's passion and ability to keep listeners shivering as the temperatures in the novel plummet. John P. Smith wrote that review of Ice, 50th Anniversary Edition by Anna Cavan. There's a foreword by Jonathan Lethem and an afterword by Kate Sambrino, and it's read by Nigel Patterson. It's available from Tantor Media for 5.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Head On, Lock-In Series, Book 2 by John Scalzi, read by Will Wheaton. Narrator Will Wheaton's amiable, engaging performance perfectly suits author Scalzi's blend of snarky dialogue and twisty plot. Part near-future sci-fi and part police procedural, the story follows FBI agent Chris Shane as he investigates the suspicious death of a professional popular sport played by Threeps, robot-like machines controlled by the brains of the players who suffer from a disease that has paralyzed their physical bodies. Damage to the threeps shouldn't harm players, so when a threep loses its head mid-game and the controlling player dies, Shane, who also uses a threep, is sent to investigate. Wheaton makes Scalzi's intricate world fun and accessible. Emily Calkins wrote that review of Head On, Lock-In Series, Book 2 by John Scalzi, read by Will Wheaton. It's available from Audible, Inc. for 7.5 hours unabridged. And now we will turn our attention to something that's going on in the world of education. Insights into the changing experiences of schools and colleges today. Our first review is Rethinking School, How to Take Charge of Your Child's Education by Susan Wise Bauer, read by Christina Moore. Bauer takes traditional schooling to task for the way it disregards the needs of dynamic individual learners for the sake of convenience. Narrator Christina Moore communicates Bauer's frustration with the standardization of learning, but also captures the enthusiasm that Bauer has for discovering the right strategies for learning for each child. It's available from Recorded Books. Next, we have You, Your Child, and School. Navigate Your Way to the Best Education. It's by Sir Ken Robinson and Lou Aronica, read by Sir Ken Robinson. Renowned educator Ken Robinson guides listeners through the many decisions and repercussions parents are likely to face as they set off on different pathways for their child's education. With his British accent and mature voice, Robinson offers wisdom, candor, and kindness. Next in the education audio roundup, we have Robot Proof, Higher Education in the Age of Artificial Intelligence by Joseph E. Aun, read by John Glaukovich. Aun wants colleges to rethink what it means to earn a degree in an age of automation. Narrator John Glaukovich's gentle voice invites listeners to consider the importance of the author's message. As Aun repositions higher education as a place to embed flexibility and fluidity through learning and thinking, Glaukovich uses emphasis and timing to draw out the deeper points of the audiobook. That's Robot Proof, Higher Education in an Age of Artificial Intelligence by Joseph Aun, read by John Glaukovich. It's available from Gildan Media. Our next review is Rewiring Education, How Technology Can Unlock Every Student's Potential. It's written by John D. Crouch and Jason Town, and Steve Wozniak does the foreword. It's read by P.J. Auckland. P.J. Auckland narrates this case for technology in the classroom. Vice President of Education at Apple, Couch shares the results of Apple's research study, Apple Classrooms of Tomorrow, and other classroom technology initiatives. It's available from Tantor Media Unabridged. That's Rewiring Education, How Technology Can Unlock Every Student's Potential by John D. Couch and Jason Town, with a foreword by Steve Wozniak, and it's read by P.J. Auckland. Next, we have The New Education, How to Revolutionize the University to Prepare Students for a World in Flux. It's written by Kathy N. Davidson, and it's read by Carolyn Cook. Davidson starts this deep dive into higher education and where it should go by looking back at the last time higher education revolutionized itself, in the second half of the late 1800s. Carolyn Cook deftly narrates this audiobook in a tone that captures Davidson's love of recent innovations in higher education, such as community colleges, MOOCs, and student-centered learning, and her frustration with what seemingly unchanged large lecture classes, multiple-choice testing, and pointless assignments. That's a review of The New Education, How to Revolutionize the University to Prepare Students for a World in Flux by Kathy N. Davidson, read by Carolyn Cook. It's available from Hachette Audio. Next we have You Can Do Anything, The Surprising Power of a Useless Liberal Arts Education. It's written and read by George Anders. George Anders reads his long refutation of the idea that liberal arts degrees are useless with amiable conviction. He makes his case systematically sharing stories of people who turned years of studying subjects like literature and anthropology into interesting and surprisingly sustainable careers. An inspiring and practical listen for students and people looking to make change in their careers. That was a review of You Can Do Anything, The Surprising Power of a Useless Liberal Arts Education, written and read by George Anders. It's available from Hachette Audio. And that concludes our show for today. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have our editor's picks of the most intriguing new releases for August and September. We have reviews in contemporary culture, including a review of Fascism, A Warning by Madeleine Albright with Bill Woodward, read by Madeleine Albright. And the icing on next week's audio cake is a conversation with golden-voiced narrator Simon Vance. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.